This is CNBCTV18.com Market Buzz podcast brought to you by the Bombay Stock Exchange, Asia's oldest stock trading platform.
Hi guys, good morning and welcome to the CNBC TV 18 Market Podcast. I'm your host, Reema Tendulkar. After yesterday's big fall of 1%, where the indices closed at near three-month lows with the Sensex down 950 points, the Nifty down close to about 250-300 points, this morning there is good news. The SGX Nifty is suggesting a gap up opening. This follows a big rally that we had in US markets overnight, where Dow rallied 1.9%, the S&P 500 gaining 1.1%, and the Nasdaq rebounding to show a gain of 0.9%. Worries over Omicron have eased for now. Anthony Fauci has said that the first data on the variant severity is encouraging, and also value stocks got bid up versus growth stocks as investors are positioning for a faster taper at the December meeting. In fact, talking about risk on, we also saw crude prices surge 5% overnight. Brent crude is now at $73 per barrel mark. Coming back to the Indian markets, the key support for our levels will be the recent low of 16,782, while at the upper end, it will be the recent swing high of 17,489. So broadly, 16,800 on the way down to 17,500 on the way up. Omicron case tally in India has increased by two, as two more cases were detected in Maharashtra. It now stands at 23. The FI selling continues. Yesterday, 3,361 crores sold in the cash. The DII's bought 1,700 crore in cash. What will the investors be tracking? Well, they will track Tata Motors because they have increased the prices of commercial vehicles effective 1st of January. It will be an increase of about 2.5%. IndoCount in GHCL will be on our radar because the IndoCount's board has approved buying the home textile business of GHCL for 539 crore. Rain Industries, where Pubrai Investment Funds have bought 2% in the company via open market transactions, they've increased their shareholding now to 8-odd%. Oil marketing paint companies will be on our radar as crude prices have surged overnight. Primary market will continue to be hot. Rate Gain Travel Tech IPO will be opening today. It's a 1,300 crore issue. It's a company which caters to the travel and technology space, but it's a SaaS-based company. So that will be opening today. Tomorrow, Shriram Properties. On Thursday, you've got MapMy India. And finally, on Friday, you've got Metro Brands, which will be opening up for trade. Apart from primary market action, tomorrow is also going to be the RBI monetary policy, so that will be on all investors' radar. And talking about global markets, US CPI data on Friday will be crucial. Well, it's also a very special day for us. The CNBC TV 18 turns 22 today, so we thank all our viewers for keeping their faith in CNBC TV 18 and supporting us over this long journey, and we hope to continue to get your support over the years. This podcast was brought to you in association with Bombay Stock Exchange, Asia's oldest stock exchange. Thank you for listening.